podcasts of I Love This Town are brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.
Well, what about life in a small town? It's pretty great, right? Got a story about that. Our storyteller today for I Love This Town is Leo from Little River. Leo writes, "One evening, my wife Virginia went to the back door to call in our kitty cat, and after three or four calls, she heard a tiny, plaintive meow coming from some nearby bushes. A little more calling and some coaxing, and the owner of that tiny, plaintive meow eventually came out. A very large, over 20-pound Maine coon cat. He was famished, ate over a full cup of dry cat food, and wanted, oh, so much to stay in the house with us. But our 15-pound cat and 6-pound chihuahua wanted nothing to do with him. Next morning, we had errands. We went into Mendocino and ran our errands and ended at Harvest at Mendoza's. And then about halfway home, driving on Little River Airport Road, my wife realized she didn't have her purse. We pulled over to check the car thoroughly, and when we did, right in front of us on the utility pole was a sign, Lost Maine Coon Cat. We wrote down the number, and after a little more searching, realized she must have left her purse on the shopping cart, so we turned around and drove back to Mendocino. Sure enough, her purse was in the store office. Right after we'd left, somebody had noticed it on the hook of the shopping cart and turned it over to one of the checkers, and they'd tried to catch us before we drove off, but wound up leaving us a message on the home phone. As we drove home for the second time, we chatted about the joys of living on the Mendocino coast. When we got home, before we called, we thought it best if we had the cat in the house. You know, being pretty sure that very hungry and personable huge kitty at our back door was the missing cat, we would have hated for him to run away before we could connect him with his owner. So we called, and just a couple of kitty calls did it. He came bounding through the door and with a hearty purr started to devour a new bowl of food. I called the number and told the woman who answered that we had a very large Maine coon cat right here in the living room, and in an excited voice, she said she'd be over in a couple of minutes. When she saw Toby, she burst out into tears. He'd been missing for over 10 days. It was a last-ditch effort putting up the signs in the neighborhood. Toby's house was about a quarter of a mile away, across the road, across a couple of fields, and across the territories of Little River Wildlife. And even though he looked massive to us, she said he'd lost at least 4 pounds. We exchanged animal stories, hugs, and phone numbers, and still in tears and holding Toby tight, we walked them back to their car. And then we had another chance to chat about living in a small community. And really, it was just another day in our coastal small town. I love this town. Yeah, Leo. Thanks.
Podcasts of I Love This Town are brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.